Blog Talk Radio.
Crunk, but this your boy, Uncle Leroy Jr. Hey, I'm holding it down one more week for the Sports Chatter podcast show. And hey, I can't get this show started without giving a shout out and a double salute to the Ed Robinson Show. Man, if you didn't hear it, you got to definitely listen to it. But it's airing every Tuesday at 6:30 p.m. He was talking about from LeVar Ball to LeBron James to everything sports. So, that's our sports writer for the group. And our Facebook group is Sports Talk with Friends. And, if you haven't liked it, join the group, definitely join it because big things are popping up in there. But be on the lookout for more great things from Ed Robinson and the Robinson Show airing every Tuesday at 6:30. Man, I'm telling you, I couldn't wait to get this show started. I had a little issues getting in, so that's why I'm rolling a little late. But, better late than never, I guess that's what they say. And do I have a show for y'all this week? I don't know if y'all remember, but last week I had Ruthless Lala. She's a wrestler, so she was on the show last week, and she joined me. We talked some things over, and she's going to join me tonight, so that's part two. This is part two of the Ruthless Lala takeover. And, notice I said the takeover because last week, she told me she could take me. So, hey, it's over. But this is her show, and I'm about to get things. I think that's her on the line. So I'm definitely about to get her in. So I'm about to just get this music back going, get a little music pumping in the ears while I get on the line. Hey, this your dude, Uncle Leroy Jr. I'll tell you, that cracks me up every time I say that. But look who I got on the line with me. So I got Ruthless Lala. You on the line with me?
Yeah, I'm here with you. I'm here.
Hey, did I do any better on the intro? I tried to get you with the Ruthless Lala. Did I do any better?
I know you're Uncle Festus. You know what I'm saying?
No, I'm Uncle Leroy. I'm Leroy.
That's what I remember.
Leroy tonight. Okay. Well, see, Festa couldn't get the introduction right. So how would you grade the introduction for Leroy Jr. tonight from 1 to 10?
Six.
Okay, because see, last week you came on. That's what I say. I can deal with that. I can take that. Because last week you were like, oh, boo.
That's because
boo.
You called me by my government name and you know better. But I didn't like say you were whack. I'm just saying.
Okay. Well, I do appreciate that. But hey, once again, I got to get, thank you for joining me on the show. So last week, you gave us a brief introduction about, you know, different things, different aspects of wrestling, who your favorite wrestler is. And you actually took me fast because you passed all the sports trivia.
See, once again, that just hurts my feelings, the fact that you just had no faith in me. Just,
No faith?
Okay. No way possible a woman was going to know anything. Nope, it's not possible. No,
well,
how
bad,
dare
bad.
I know.
Color me bad. My bad,
yeah.
My bad.
In your face. In your face. But I'm sorry.
Well,
go ahead. Respectfully,
hey.
Though.
Oh, it's all good. It's all good. You know, I do welcome that. Cause you know, I'm pretty witty. I think I got, you call me Twinkle Toes. I think on my toes. But all right, so you know, we're gonna get things started. So, how, once again, you know, just give us a quick recap on your wrestling career. How long you've been wrestling?
In all,
yes,
in the business altogether, 15 years.
Okay. Okay.
I don't anymore right now, unfortunately, due to my battle with skin cancer right now. I'm actually in-ring. I have retired from in-ring. So, but I'm actually still, like, you know, helping out and, you know, like, giving my advice where it's needed. And, you know, it's pretty fun. You know, like, I still get to be around the business. And I get to help guys, you know what I mean, and like that wants to like learn to become better, you know what I mean. And
So it's like you become a coach.
That's a great thing, man.
Or a trainer.
Something like that. You know, like there's a lot of people that, you know, actually appreciate my advice, and you know it's very well appreciated. You know what I mean? You know, and it's good to, you know, to feel like, you know, your voice actually matters. You know, it means something. So, shout out to, you know, Total Championship Wrestling. Every month, you can catch Total Championship Wrestling at Killeen, Texas, at the National Guard Armory in Killeen, Texas. And go on Facebook, Total Championship Wrestling. Give us a like, you know what I'm saying. Stay tuned. Some stuff coming up. Last show, we raffled off a Call of Duty World War II PS4 limited edition. You know what I mean? So, and so we're going to raffle off this time. So, definitely be there. You know, definitely add us and, you know, stay tuned.
Well, wait, listen,
there,
look how quick everything the thing changed, because you sound indoors. Like, you just quickly went commercial mode right there. Like, hey, I want to give a shout out to my dude, Uncle Skillet, Leroy, Lil Ray Ray, everybody. You know, hit us up on Facebook, Instagram, Snapchat. But I like that. So, yeah, my little dog, she wanted to get in on it too. Shut up.
What?
So let me give her an introduction. She's a Red Dobie. But, yeah, so tell us a little more. So, you know, like with you being out the ring like that, how are you, you know, do you still have your passion for the game or for wrestling?
Yeah. You know, it's that's something that it just don't go away, even if, you know, you're not able to do it fully how you want to. You know what I mean?
I mean, that sounds good, but you have to give up a lot, because I'm a bandsman, and like I just said, like, till this day, I still feel I'm a bandsman, but I'm no longer marching in a band, doing any, you know, any concerts, doing any field shows, so it's changed for me. So with you being out the ring, you know, you don't think it's changed, or it's still the same? Like, you still wake up and, you
it's
know.
It's actually gotten like, whoa, because it's actually pretty, it's like an eye opener, you know what I mean? Because, like, you notice a lot more when you're not in the ring, you know what I mean? And you can do a lot more that way. So I love it.
I definitely
agree.
That's
my trainer, though.
But I definitely agree with you on that, because you never see the full picture when you're a part of it, you know. But once you're the artist of it, you get an opportunity to see the entire. Hey, big shout out to my son. He's gone for the weekend. Say something, son.
Hey.
About to go.
Okay. Wow, he's about to go. He's looking like a little basketball player. But, yeah, I definitely agree with you on that, you know, because you get to see the entire picture once you take a step back. And you actually, you know, you have a greater appreciation for it. So, wow, okay, that's pretty cool. But so how long you been battling, what you said, with skin cancer?
Yeah. For about 8 years now. Is it something that, you know, wasn't as crucial at first, then it started getting worse, you know, and actually been doing the injections that I've had to take, which resulted, like, one of the side effects is my immune system got dropped, like, all the way down. So, like, I've been, like, bedridden for, like, a week now. Like, couldn't eat anything, like, just straight drinking liquids. That's the only thing I could hold out, barely.
Wow.
So, like, it's been kind of hectic. So, I'm glad I can actually breathe and, you know, not sound congested or, like, sound like I can't breathe.
Well, man, that definitely gave a, you know, greater appreciation for you, you know, being able to join the show, but they don't call you ruthless for nothing. So you was ruthless in the ring and you was ruthless out. So, you know, big ups to your strength on that. That's amazing.
Thank you. I appreciate it. I'm trying.
That's how everything gets started, with the try. So, you know, but so tell us more about, you know, you say there's wrestling out in Killeen.
Yes. Yes, there is. It's called Total Championship Wrestling. The owner is John Peterson Jr., a.k.a., you know what I mean, Mr. B.
Wait, did I hear
fighter.
You say Junior? Well, I'm Leroy Junior. Call me Fester.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. Just no. Just no. No. No.
You know, I got to kick a case, but wow, that's pretty cool. So that leads into our hot topic of the night. So in a group, once again, our Facebook group is Sports Talk with Friends. Once again, if you if you're on the Facebook, like the page and join the group. Get in part of the, you know, get a part of the actual, you know, the comments, the talk, the smack talk, everything. So get a part of the group. But we have a hot topic that we posted, and this week it was. So I'm asking you, Ruthless Lala, do you think Tom Brady is a better quarterback than Drew Brees?
I knew it was a catch. Okay. I'm trying to do this Kevin Hart style. All right. Check this out. All right. I'm just saying, you know what I'm saying?
What you saying?
People are gonna hate me, but like I don't get the hype about Tom Brady.
What?
Yeah. Like, don't get me wrong. I've seen him, you know what I'm saying? But Nah. Now, you know, I'll give Drew Brees, you know what I'm saying, his due, you know, but even still then, you know, like, nah, you know, my quarterback doesn't do anything anymore, but it don't matter because it's fucking amazing. He's dope. He's a god, so.
So who's your favorite quarterback?
Peyton Manning.
You said that last show. You're very consistent. I like that.
Mm-hmm.
I thought I was gonna catch up on. So who do you think is gonna be in the Super
special.
Bowl?
I was just Peyton Manning. Who's still left? That's what I need to know. That's where I'm missing right now.
All right, they got Minnesota Vikings going against New Orleans Saints. They got the Tennessee Titans going against New England Patriots. They got, the Steelers going against Jacksonville, and the Falcons going against the Eagles.
Falcons.
Falcons? Don't get all kicked off the show. You like, I'm about to mute your mic for the rest of the show. Did I just hear you say the Falcons?
Why? You can't get mad at me because wait, but time out. Hold on. First off, you can't ask me a question and ask me to answer it to the best of my knowledge and then I answer to the best of my knowledge and you saucy. Now, if you wanted me to say something to make you feel better, then just say, hey, I want your answer to be Drew Brees. And then I just would have said Drew Brees. I'm just saying.
But you didn't get, you see, like, that's why I led into it.
Oh, my goodness.
It was
who's the best quarterback,
Drew Brees or Tom Brady? So, you see, that was the segue into this next question, which who was going to the Super Bowl? You say the Falcons. Oh, my goodness. I'm sorry to interrupt this show. But, okay.
I'm just saying, yo. You know what I'm saying? If they do, I just want you to know there needs to be a show when that happens just so I can come on and laugh my ass off for 30 minutes and then hang up.
Hey, mark it down. At 7:20, January 12, 2008, on the show with the Ruthless Lala Takeover, she said if the Falcons win the Super Bowl,
I didn't say win the Super Bowl.
I'm gonna give
I said
her...
if they go to the Super Bowl. If they go to the Super Bowl.
All right, mark it down. Wait, correction. If they go to the Super Bowl, she's going to get a 30-minute show of her laughing her ass off.
You're going to be so salty. Like, I'm pretty sure the Saints are going to go to the Super Bowl. So, like, even just the fact, you know what I mean? Like, it's just going to be funny. We just laugh at you. Like, they can win it. I don't care. They went to the Super Bowl. I'm going to laugh at you. Swear to God, I'm going to laugh at you.
That's all you're going to hear.
You're going to push the unmute button, and all you're going to hear is...
Oh, that's dirty. Sorry, I can't hear you. Oh, you still alive. I can hear you now. You know what?
Respectfully, though.
Let me change the topic on here. I don't like that topic.
Okay, change the topic. Go for it.
All right, so, we still having a sports trivia raffle every week. So this week, I'm going to change it up.
Oh, God.
I'm going to ask you the question, whichever one you get right, that's going to be the one who, the first one you get wrong. That's how we're going to, the first one you get wrong, that's going to be the one who wins. So, let's see.
That makes no sense, but okay.
You know, I just want to see what your trivia knowledge is.
Man, What?
What is Tiger Woods' real name? The first one is, you ready? Did you hear me?
Yeah, right. I'm listening.
A. Eldridge, B. Thomas, C. Frederick, or D. Grant? Crickets.
Okay. Say it again.
What is Tiger Woods' real name? A. Eldridge, B. Thomas, C. Frederick, or D. Grant?
Show on my ding dong.
Hello.
Eldrick.
What the hell? How you got that right? I didn't even. Yeah, that's his real name.
Hey, Tiger Woods is the only reason I watch golf.
I
just
had
to remember, like if I knew that I was gonna, be like quizzed, like I would have made sure to like brush up. Like, you're killing me right now, yo.
Hey, but you knocking it out the park. I mean, that's impressive because I thought Tiger Woods' real name was Tiger Woods. So that's what I was taking fast on that because, yeah. But, you know, as we about to close up the show, anything else you want to say? He got a fundraiser going on.
Yeah. The Harris family fundraiser is actually getting ready to end. We actually got a lot of help from a lot of people, which was really good. We was able to, you know, change the scenery for the better. We were in a unlivable situation, you know, and had to get that fixed really quickly. So it's been up for a little bit now. It's on Facebook. It's a Harris Family Fundraiser. I gave you the link. Posted in there. Actually, my brother passed away, and I'm going to his funeral this Sunday, and everything to say my goodbyes and to bury him. So it's a lot to deal with, but you know, anything helps. And yeah, that's pretty much about it.
Well, I save 15% by switching to Geico. Man, you're going through a lot, Ruthless Lala. Like I said, I double salute you on your strength on that, man. So, but you're going to have to share it in the group, and I'll definitely share it because one thing about the group that, you know, I try to promote is like the with friends part. Sports is just something commonly that we get together to talk on, but it's, you know, with friends. We're definitely among friends, so we definitely support each other. So, please share your link in the group, and that's why I never shared it because you know, I wanted to get on the group on the air with you, and you know, hear your story. So definitely share it in the group, you know, and I'll definitely share it, and I'm definitely going to support you as much as I can. But yeah, this wraps up our sports chatter show. Once again, this Uncle Leroy Jr. and kicking it with me is Ruthless Lala. But hey, Fester, and I'm out. Y'all be cool. Catch me next week. Don't forget about the Ed Robinson Show, airing every Tuesday at 6:30. Get caught up on everything sports, all the news, all the picks, and then end it on Friday with your dude, Uncle Leroy Jr. Get caught up on that movie.